Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody, to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Today is July 17th. We're really excited to have everybody with us this evening for the Saint Germain Radio Show. As always, if you want to find out more about the show or about some of the web links I'm going to give out in a few minutes, you can go to our main radio website page, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We just want to let everybody know, due to the special nature of the radio show this evening and some exciting stuff that's going to be transmitted this evening, you can call in and listen to the show, but we will not be taking callers tonight. And that's due to the show and everything that's going to be delivered this evening. We're going to actually do a complete stream of energy this evening, so we will not be taking callers. If you'd like to call in and listen to the show on air, which is one of the possibilities and the way to do it, it's 646-716-9663. Our channel this evening is Brigitte. She does all types of amazing work, and you can find out more about her at her website at lightbridge101.com. The amazing music that was channeled this evening, if you could vibrationally feel it, it's life-changing. That was delivered by Mike, who's on the air with us this evening. He does all the music, including the intro and all the music you're going to hear on the show this evening. You can actually download some of the programs, some of the seminars, and a lot of his, most of all his music from his website at mikesnyderc.com. That's mikesnyderc.com. So make sure to go check out his music. I think I've almost purchased everything he has. It's just, if you're trying to find some music to listen to around the house, his music is unbelievable. And also, you can reach out to him. He does sessions in person, but he also does them remotely, where he creates custom music for you. It's an unbelievable service. I've done it a number of times in my life. It's life-changing. Make sure to check out his services. And my name's Mark, and I am your radio support person. I'll also be doing the Diksha blessing this evening during one of the breaks. When I'm playing music, I'll be sending out a blessing to you. It's called a Diksha blessing, and it basically is to give you whatever you need for your highest good. So I'm really excited to be here to be a channel of light, to be able to send a blessing to you, and to support you on your journey in life. So very excited for the show. And with that, Brigitte, all yours.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to be on the radio show here with all of you tonight. These are certainly exciting times once again, and I find it amazing that our radio show is a week delayed, because it really gave me an opportunity to feel the intensity of this last new moon with the partial solar eclipse, and then I was able to receive kind of the guidance by Saint Germain that this radio show needed to be dedicated to the effects that we're experiencing now in this three-phase eclipse period that we are going through, where we just had a partial solar eclipse on July 12th, and then at least that's Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what time it was. For some, it was on July 13th in the morning, depending on where you are in the world. But then we are also going to have a full lunar eclipse on July 27th and another partial solar eclipse on August 11th. And even so, you might not experience it wherever you are, that doesn't change anything about the effect it has on you or on Earth, because we sometimes forget, or we tend to forget when we are like in our day-to-day life and we really just go through our own transformation, we sometimes forget that we are really part of the collective, part of the human consciousness, and that in many ways we've chosen to come here at this time not only to go through our own ascension process, but really to support and assist Gaia and Earth in her awakening process and to assist humanity as a whole. And I know that sometimes that creates a little bit of frustration because you remember how things can be and you would like to be already there in this beautiful, blissful state of expanded being. And yet you feel so restricted at times or almost held back, and it creates frustration. And yet it is not because you're failing or you're doing something wrong. It simply is because you've chosen to be here at a time that is crucial in the evolutionary process here on Earth. And these are really important times, not only for Earth, but for the whole universe, because as Earth is going through a significant shift in the next few hundred years, so does everything in the solar system and in this universe and in the omniverse, because one affects all. And that is a real big message to you on an individual level, too. I know that some have really gotten exhausted from being more of a global service and have really pulled back a little bit to take care of themselves and then feel a little bit of guilt or shame, or feel bad that they are not as much out there to be of service. But honestly, by taking care of yourself and by nurturing yourself, you're still of service, because as you find ways to strengthen your own self, you're creating a column of light and love and strength that can then support others to do the same too, because you're part of the collective. So again, I invite you to take a deep breath, to not get so concerned about what you do and what you don't do, but to just let yourself settle in your inner self, in your heart, in your soul, in your divine I am presence. And for one moment, just feel your alignment with your divine self. Because what we're experiencing with the sun and the moon, and how it affects the earth. The earth is a symbol for our body, for our physical self. And a little bit over a month ago, we already experienced Uranus shifting and moving into the constellation of Taurus, bringing a seven-year phase of illumination of our physical self. And so now with these eclipses that are calling for shifts and changes once again, you are asked to take a look at your physical self, your body. How is your body aligned with your soul and your spiritual self? How are you nurturing your body to be better in alignment with your soul and your divine I am presence? How are you willing to see your body? Do you see it as an asset or do you see it as a challenge? And ironically, for a lot of spiritual light workers, the human self feels limiting, and there's this deep desire to ascend into the fifth dimension and beyond. Yet your human self does represent your physicality, your form, your earth self. And so how you view humanity also can tell you a lot about your view on towards yourself, towards your own human self, towards your own physical self. And we cannot shift and change to a higher consciousness if we are not bringing everything into balance, everything into alignment, including our physical self. And I teach Kabbalah, and we often talk about the concept that the idea of creation is not to evolve just and reach back into the higher realms. The idea of creation is that God source, the creator, the great spirit of all that is, the higher consciousness chose to bring itself into form, to experience itself. So form becomes the fruits of the labor that the divine self has put into motion to create something of itself. So it's really important to begin to look at any physicality truly as the expression of the divine that it is showing you, if nothing else, where maybe something needs to get changed and tweaked and new co-creation needs to come through for you to embedder and improve thy kingdom, thy physical realm, thy physical self. But equally, you're not going to be able to change it until you also made a certain level of peace with your physical realm. Because otherwise, it will just maintain its position. It will just keep reminding you of where you've not chosen love over fear. And love is the true power of creation. Fear is a magnet to attract things to us that show us what still needs your love. And so when you look at your life and you see chaos and you see discord and you see this and you see that, ask yourself, where have you not made peace with that? What is the underlying feeling around that? And this is very interesting because it leads right into the eclipses, because at the center of the three eclipses is a full lunar eclipse. And the moon is all about our feelings. So yes, we have the framework of two partial solar eclipses where it is about the physical life changes. Always goes to our heart, to our soul. The moon represents the soul. So where are we not in communication with our soul? Because we are too busy trying to avoid hearing what is seeking to be released, especially when it comes to the wounds and the stories of the past. Where are we keeping ourselves too busy because we are afraid to stop and listen to that voice that's speaking to us from the past, because at this point, it's demanding to be freed, to be released, to be paid attention to so that it can reintegrate back into all that is. So have you done that? Have you really allowed yourself to look at your life and instead of seeing it as a series of challenges and obstacles, seeing it as the opportunities for spiritual growth and awakening it has given to you, even though it was painful. But we know that out of chaos, out of the darkness, light is born. And the sad reality is most of us wouldn't do anything, wouldn't change anything if it was status quo, peaceful, no nothing, no feelings, no nothing. If we were just in the status quo feeling, we would just be content and saying, oh, everything is okay. But it needs the boat to be rocked for us to say, we change. Something has to change. Something has to move. And one thing is for sure, and working with Saint Germain, that's a real, real strong yes, this is for sure, is the fact that the only thing that is certain in life is change itself. The divine seeks through the power of creation to constantly invoke and evoke itself, to constantly create an evolutionary process to come into form, and then for the form to raise itself back up into divinity. And so to believe at any moment in time that change is not going to happen is an illusion. Change must happen. It is part of life. Life is change. Life is death and rebirth. And we can't stop that. So if we can stop it, then the best way we can do it is make peace with it and allow it to happen in alignment with our divine self. And so we've entered a phase where it is very much about death and rebirth. December 21st, 2012 was such a major moment in the Earth time, bringing out a grace shift between the in-breath and out-breath of God. Rest assured, all of you are going right now through a phase where there's a shift, where there's a releasing, where there's a shedding, where there's an opening up, like a beautiful flower taking place. And whenever we open up, there might be these moments where it feels like muscles are being used, like we've never used them before, but that doesn't make it any less important. This is building times where we truly grow and we learn about who we are. Don't ever take that away from yourself or anyone. It is the greatest gift that divinity has given to you. And these times will really bring this out. So when your house is shaking, when you're shaking inside, when every part of you is getting jumbled up and you're all confused temporarily, don't see it as a breakdown. See it as a moment prior to giving birth to a new part of yourself. When you enter into the underworld, when you enter into the darkness, don't see it as the end of the world. See it as an opportunity for you to find your new divine gifts. This time is filled with opportunities. It's ripe for new divine gifts to be born and to come out into the open. And with every birth, yes, there might be some birthing pain, but it's well worth it. When we just keep on going and we just keep on shedding these layers so that we can step out like a phoenix out of ashes and spread our wings and fly and let our true colors be seen. And with that, I'm going to hand it in a second over to Mark and Mike, Mike with the music and Mark with the Diksha. But I'm sorry that there's not going to be any answering of phone calls at the very end. There's, right now, there is a host of angels present around you, or whether you're present right now or whether you listen to the recording. They're surrounding you. They are working on you. They're working on your chakras. They're working on your light body. They are working on all your parts within and around you to help you integrate these new cosmic energies that are coming in that are seeking to propel you even further. So if you want to hang on to the past or you want to hang on to what's known to you, it's going to be uncomfortable. But if you're willing to let go, if you're willing to have trust and faith and let your divine I Am presence move you forward, then it can be a very opening and beautiful experience. And because there is a certain intensity to the energy that is coming through during this event, Saint Germain didn't want it to end with anything that is taking away from the focus energy. If anything, afterwards, allow yourself to sit quietly and to still feel the angels and the masters and the beings of love and light working on you. And just go into that inner silence. Go into your own inner eclipse. And let out of that inner eclipse a beautiful light be born. So this is a very sacred time for you. And all the answers you're seeking, they will be brought to you in due time. You already have the answers within you. All you have to do is have a little bit of trust and faith and to listen and to trust that inner intuition that is already telling you what you need to do. If you don't hear it, you haven't slowed down enough to listen. And so with that, I'm now going to hand it over to Mike and Mark. And I want you to be aware that as you listen to the music that Mark is playing and the healing diksha that's coming from Mark, open yourself up. And this experience is not just about the words you hear. I want this experience very much to also be on a feeling level, on a cellular level. Feel every part of you open up and take in the universal language that comes through healing, that comes through music, that comes through the words of Saint Germain, who will come through afterwards to fill you up, to nurture you, and to help you in this process that you've entered, this phase of transformation you've entered now. Blessings. Greetings, my beloved children of the light. I am Saint Germain, And it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of accelerated transformation. In many ways, you're asked to descend even deeper into your own inner darkness, because it is time for you to retrieve even more of your divine gifts. And yes, I understand that this type of transformation can bring up fear, can bring up doubt, questioning about your spiritual purpose, the path you've chosen. But doubt also shows you where you have refused to let go of control, where you need to hang on to a knowing or a proof that you're seeking that cannot be provided to you in matters of the heart. And everything that is taking place right now is about your heart. It is about your connection to your soul and your spiritual self. But for that, it is necessary for you to go back down into your roots, into that what is deeply anchored within the earth realm. And to do so, I ask you to pull your consciousness from around your head all the way down through your heart, all the way further down into your feet, and allow your consciousness to settle further down below your feet into that what you might consider the underworld. The realm that seems to be dark and frightening, filled with parts of you that you reject, that you judge, that you question. And no matter how much you might think that there's nothing that you question, in fact, there is. Even if you might think that there's nothing that you judge about yourself, indeed, there is. Because you're part of the human consciousness. You're part of the collective here on Earth. And so you are connected to some of the core issues, the core traumatic experiences that humanity as a whole is carrying, like unrequited love, the fear of opening up to love out of that concern that when you truly open yourself up to love, something is going to happen that will simply take it away from you. The fear of not being good enough, not prepared enough. The fear that all of what you've been believing in has only been an illusion. But has it been an illusion? What is truth anyway? What is your truth? What is the truth that you choose to live by? Because it brings you comfort. It gives you a sense of peace. It gives you purpose. It gives you direction. And who is to say that that truth that you're choosing is right or wrong? Has anybody the power to tell you that your truth is right or wrong? If they do, is it not in reality that you are giving them the power, whether they're human or one of us, the ascended masters alike? Don't you recognize truth through your heart, through your feelings, through the way you open up, you expand? It makes you feel good. It allows you to breathe more openly. There are signs where truth is for you. And to take that away from you does not make it a lie. It simply means that you're in a process of giving your power away temporarily to learn lessons about power. It simply means that you are willing to descend into the darkness temporarily of your subconscious to bring forth new divine gifts. So it is easy to judge any shortcomings, even the part of you when you doubt your truth that you've lived by. But in reality, it is only a sign. It is only showing you so much more about your own self. So take a deep breath right now and allow yourself to go even further in the part of you that in the last few weeks, months, or even years, you might have still judged. And just don't even question it or have a discussion with it or justify it. Just allow it to be there. Just acknowledge it for a moment. Just acknowledge the parts of you that are afraid. Because what happens during an eclipse, any form of an eclipse, there is a temporary darkness that comes in, a temporary blindness to spirit, so to speak. And this is not because you're disconnected from spirit. This is a necessary process, a look, and you take stock at what it is that you've not been willing to acknowledge. In this darkness, the little ghosts come out to play, the ghosts from the past, and they want to be seen. They want to be heard. So take a moment. And even revisit the last few weeks. What has been coming up for you? What is the greatest fear that has been coming up for you? And all of this, allow it to surface again. And I want you to envision, as you are down there in your darkness, that you hold now within your hands, this in your light body hands, a beautiful chest of light. And you open up that chest of light and all the parts of you that you feel are parts of fear or doubt or unresolved wounds or stories that you hang on to, stories of pain, stories of disillusionment. Let the light draw them into the chest. And they settle within that chest. And just draw them in through intent, one after another. They're not being harmed. They're not being changed. They simply can settle within that chest of light. And when you feel you're done, just make sure you pull everything into that chest. The fear of failure, the fear of having reverted backwards, the fear of being left behind, of not catching up with everyone else, the fear of wasting your time on something, all of that, put it in that chest and close that chest when you're ready. And now you're going to take this chest of the parts of you that are still unresolved. And now I ask you to raise yourself up out of that underground place of darkness. Raise yourself up with that chest, through your feet, through your heart, and in your heart, take a moment and envision within your heart a portal opening up to your soul. And so when you're ready, through that portal into your soul. And inside of your soul self, there's another portal opening up. And this portal opens up into your divine self, into that part of you that is most connected to your God self. And through this transition, you can feel the light within you grow. You can feel yourself fill up more into your divine light body self. And the moment you've stepped through that last portal, you can feel yourself fully overlighted by your divine I Am presence as you still hang on to that chest. And there's a sense of peacefulness and completeness and wholeness that you feel in this alignment. And together as one, you raise yourself up beyond this earth and you reach the moment that the moon moves in between the sun and the earth, even ever so slightly, creating a shadow on the earth. It is a sacred moment of a partial solar eclipse. It is a moment where the light body around the earth opens up, where you open up, and cosmic rays from far beyond this galaxy can come in and enter you and enter Gaia, asking you to be willing to let go, to be willing to die, to be reborn again. And so this moment opens up a doorway, a portal into the sacred chamber of initiation. Simply allow yourself to be drawn into the sacred temple. It is a temple where there's very little light, but just enough light for you to see. It is ancient. It has been there from the beginning of creation. And it will be there far beyond your life cycle. Because it's a place that can be considered the sacred womb. The part is in this galaxy that gives birth to a new form of existence. So I'm asking you, are you ready to give birth to a new you? Are you ready to let go further of that that no longer serves you? Are you willing to die, to be reborn again? There's now the angel, Azrael, who's awaiting you. And Azrael, pure love for the death and rebirth process, is guiding you deeper into the sacred chamber of initiation, to an altar that was prepared for you. Two candles are lit. One candle is black and one candle is white. And the center of the altar is open. It is open for you to put down your chest. And so I invite you to put down your chest. And when you're ready, open it up. And Archangel Azrael is standing on the other side of the altar, looking at you. Feel his eyes upon you, his love. Because he understands how all these things were nothing else than a form of security to stop you from stepping further into your power, further into your illuminated self, further into the all-encompassing love that you're capable of. And so He asks you if you're ready to release all of those things that have defined you up until this moment into the fire of transformation. Are you ready to let go fully and empty yourself of everything, become nothing but your true divine self? And he's asking you to put more in that chest, to put your name, to put your heritage, to put everything you've believed up until this moment into that chest. Are you ready to just be an empty slate? To only allow for your true divine self to be left? Whatever it is you're hanging on to, a relationship, a possession, even a dream, for right now, for where it is you're going, you can't take anything with you. All your knowledge, everything has to go into that chest for you to be reborn again. Are you ready? Take a few deep breaths, and with every out breath, release more that what has been holding you back into the chest. Keep releasing everything. All of you that simply has outlived its purpose, its time. Be willing to be empty. And feel within you in this process sense of self growing, a sensation within you growing. It is your divinity. It is a truth that you embody. It is the part of you that is the Alpha and the Omega. And yet it has no beginning and no end. And so, when you're ready, Archangel Azrael is taking now this chest. And he is taking it away from the altar, turning around and turning toward the fire of transformation, the flame, the everlasting flame. And he's putting that chest into the flame of transformation, where all of everything that you've put in there is being raised and integrated back into all that is. As it burns, feel yourself releasing even more, freeing yourself from all the attachments, and just being empty. Just being you. No names, no labels, no nothing but you. And Azrael returns the chest, now empty, and puts it back on the altar and is now taking your hand, because it is time for you to fully raise yourself up out of the womb of awakening, of ascension, of birthing, of transformation, to raise yourself up and to re-enter the endless fountain of life yourself. To realize that no matter how much an eclipse appears to create darkness and confusion, that spirit, your divine self, is always there. That the star that you seek outside of yourself is a star that has always been within you. Always. And so Azrael comes around, and instead of raising you out of this chamber of initiation, he touches your divine self, igniting the light of the star that is within you, that is growing brighter and brighter until you are fully consumed in this brilliant golden white light that shines so brightly that everything around you ceases to exist. Only Archangel Azrael is staying face to face with you, with the bright starlight you, reaching out, holding you as you awaken, as you're born as a new star. And as everything around you falls away, he turns you into another direction where you now can witness, just as the star is fully reborn inside of you, you can witness a galactic moment where a sun is born out of a chaotic cloud, an explosion, and a sun is born. And as you witness this cosmic birth within yourself and in front of you, this Archangel Azrael right there with you, listen to the music. Listen to the solstice music as it brings in a cosmic birthing frequency to assist you in further awakening and expanding to your true divine self. Do this now.
And so feel that light within you. It shall stay with you for a long time to come to guide you along your human life as to what you still need to let go of and what is there to stay. And Archangel Azrael will be your guide, will support you in helping you to let go what no longer serves you. There are parts in your life that simply must die now because it is time. Not because you want to, not because you're trying to force it. There's a natural ending to everything. Allow it to take place, whether it's at work, whether it's in a relationship, whether it is in whatever form or way in your life. Archangel Azrael is going to assist you in this process. Death and rebirth. One door closes for another one to open up. Allow that light within you to remind you always of your true divine essence. That is your true self that cannot be diminished in any form or way. So trust it to guide you, to remind you of your alignment, to remind you that this is not about controlling the process, but allowing it to naturally take place. You don't have to think your way through this. You don't have to figure out what needs to end and what doesn't. Archangel Azrael will help you to naturally bring things to an end, to make room for new things to come into your life. Have trust and faith. Now slowly, Archangel Azrael is guiding you back down to your physical body, back into your inner self, into your heart. Feel his presence over you. And within your heart, there's an altar now dedicated to you letting go of what no longer serves you. Envision on that altar that chest, just like it was in the ascension chamber, in the chamber of initiation. Just envision it within your heart too. And know that it can be filled up with more at any point in time. And Archangel Azrael will take it from you to integrate it back into all that is. This is your time to allow change to happen. This is good change. This is change that shall liberate you. Change that will take you to your next level of consciousness. Let go of the fear. Let go of the need to control. And that is what these eclipses are all about. The partial solar eclipses bring about changes in your physical life. The lunar eclipse, the full lunar eclipse you're going to experience, will take you deep within the world of your feelings to show you where there need to be belief systems and feelings that have to come up to the surface to be also released with love into the chest, so that Archangel Azrael can take it and integrate it back into all that is. These are truly, truly sacred times you live in. And yes, on an outer level, on a world scene, you will see much change taking place too. That what was hidden underneath the surface had to come out to heal, and to then be integrated back into all that is. Have trust and faith that this is all happening according to a divine plan, and that you all play a role in it, that you all are always at the right time and the right place. So this right now is not about analyzing it or figuring it out or wanting to make plans or wanting to control it. This time it's more to listen within to the inner voice, to that inner starlight that was activated within you to bring clarity and to guide you safely from one step to the next. Now that I too am watching over every single one of you, after all, this is all about the transformation that must take place here on Earth for the awakening on a global level to take place. I am with you. My love is with you. You're safe. This does not have to be dramatic. It only becomes dramatic when you are unwilling to let go of control and when you're unwilling to allow your divine self to guide and direct you. Blessings to you at this time of great awakening. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. And it is so. Namaste. If you can play one more piece, Mark, the Whisper song, that'd be great. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to tonight's St. Germain Radio special event. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. And I think next month we are back to our regular schedule, right, Mark?
Yeah, yeah. We'll be back on the second Tuesday of the month.
Fantastic. Which is, wouldn't it be funny if that is like August 11th and the next partial solar eclipses? I don't think so, but...
No, it's actually August 14th.
Awesome. Well, I hope to have you all back then and enjoy the next few eclipses.
Sounds good. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks.